Mrs. Rita Collins. Dearest in Christ Jesus, I know that this mail will come to reach you as a surprise. Greeting to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm the above-named person from Côte d'Ivoire. I'm married to Mr. Tom Collins, who was assassinated by the revolutionary warlords during the crisis in Ivory Coast. My husband was an oil consultant contractor with the Abidjan Côte d'Ivoire National Petroleum Corporation, Ivory Coast, for 9 years before he was assassinated in the year 2005. We were married for 11 years without a child, but I'm happy to have Christ in me today, even as I do not have a child. Before he was assassinated, we were both born again Christian, and we worship in glorious chapel church, and as I started to sick, my late husband brother took me to the hospital where I was admitted today. When my late husband was alive, he deposited the sum of $3,500,000 inside one trunk box with one security company in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire. I'm contacting you to hand you over this fund as a donation because recently my doctor told me that I have serious sickness, which is cancer problem. The one that disturbs me most is my stroke sickness. That is why I was admitted at the hospital here, and my late husband has forgotten me here because my doctor told him that I will not last more than 6 months. Having known my condition, I decided to donate this fund to a church ministry or individual that will utilize this money the way I'm going to instruct herein. I want a church that will use this fund for orphanages, widows, deaf and dumb, propagating the word of God, and to endeavor that the house of God is maintained to the glory of God. I took this decision because I don't have a child that will inherit this money, and my husband's relatives are not Christians, and I don't want my husband's effort to be used by unbelievers, Muslims. I want you and the church to always pray for me, because the Lord is my shepherd. My happiness is that I lived a life of worthy Christian women, and whoever that wants to serve the Lord must serve him in spirit and truth, and that is why I'm putting my trust in God to take control over my life. I'm stopping here, and hoping to hear from you soon, and any delay in your reply will give me room in searching for another church or individual for the same purpose. Please take note and faith that Angela the nurse will be writing you on my behalf till you'll receive the trunk box, if in case I am no more on earth, but I will be updating you for now. Hoping to receive your reply for more details. Remain blessed in the Lord. Your sister in Christ, Mrs. Rita Collins.